Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got their annual bell ringer sale coming up the 12th, 13th, and 14th of January. It'll be seen on Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Over 142,000 head of cattle consign. It's happening live at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City in conjunction with the Cattlemen's Congress. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more details or call Superior 1-800-422-2117.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932 and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, limited cash cattle market interest expected early in the week as this ability to sustain last week's steady to higher cash values is underpinning the steady to strong buyer interest in the market. Packers are aggressively moving into the heart of January production schedules. This is expected to keep asking prices elevated, with feeders looking for the potential for another $1 to $2 gain in cash values before the end of the week. Now, mixed price movement late last week in the hog futures is helping to stabilize the market as traders continue to focus not only on recent moves following holiday activity, but also gearing up for what could be an exciting market shift as traders look forward to another year of strong export pork movement. Currently, hog supplies remain heavy, but the expectation is that current demand from domestic and export movements will continue to limit overall supplies of pork from becoming burdensome. As expected, pork production is likely to slowly erode through the next several months. Buying Sunday evening has been given up overnight in wheat markets, with all three exchanges posting small to moderate losses this morning. It feels like a fair amount of corn and soybeans have been bought in the wheat pits over the last couple of weeks, and Tuesday's reports could have something to say on whether that was a prudent decision or not. Tomorrow's report should be, with an emphasis on the word should, fairly quiet, depending on where December 1 stocks are reported. Higher trade out of the gate Sunday evening and holding some of the strength into Monday morning as traders get ready for the Super Bowl of USDA reports tomorrow. March corn traded back above $5 in the process, but has slipped back under that level early here this morning. Mostly stronger price action in the soy complex overnight, although soybean oil has given up early strength to trade lower this morning. After the brief correction in early December, March soybeans have added over $2 per bushel in just a little over a month. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, on the livestock futures, February live cattle down 50 cents, 114.47. April's down 20, 119.30. The January down 87, 135.82. March down 75, 136.82. February hogs down 42 cents, 68.70. Kansas City wheat, March down 3 3/4 at 594 3/4. May's down 3 3/4 at 599 1/4. Chicago wheat, March down 3.5 at 638 3/4. May's down 2.5, 640 3/4. March corn's up 2 1/4, 496 1/4. May's up 2 cents, 497 1/2. March soybeans up 19 1/2 at 1374 3/4 of a penny.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.